I'm one of the managers at the Northcote here. How can I help?
Oh, hi there. Yeah, it's Archie Curzon, the CEO of Clapham. I'm just calling around the area, all the pubs in the area, just in regards to Q1 next year, February the 1st. You're probably aware we're doing a live Rig Biz podcast at Clapham Grand. And there'll be about 700 to 800 absolute rigs out in the town. So just saying to everyone, probably worth getting a few more extra security and a few more barrels of beer, because we're going to be going for it pretty hardcore. And just giving everyone an advance notice. Just spoke to Archer Street. They're trying to knock down the shop next door just to try and expand it for everyone coming. But yeah, so 1st of February.
What day is that, 1st of February?
Yeah, Clapham Grand.
Isn't that Six Nations as well?
Then? Yeah, that's it's England versus Ireland. So we'll be doing a podcast before the game and then watching the game at Clapham Grand and then doing a bar crawl all the way down Northcote Road, finishing in Arch Street Wine Bar, but then heading to Inferno's to finish it off for a few bum funnels. So, look.
So you think extra security and extra beer. Yeah, we'll be as securityed and beered as possible, to be honest, for an England.
Yeah, and I don't know,
we'll be at capacity.
Do you do food? Do you do food?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
do food.
I would be. I mean, I've said this for a few people. Might be worth getting some extra chicken in, because our audience like to eat. They're rugby lads and rugby gals.
What is the podcast?
It's the Rig Biz. It's Clapham's number one rugby podcast. It's with me, Archie Curzon, the CEO of Clapham, the chief chat officer. They call me the magician on the field and off the field. And then also my co-host, Freddie Claude, who I call Choders.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, that's normally the reaction we get when people listen to it. They're like, what the hell? This is such good chat. So like I said, get ready for the beer, the banter, extra security, and get some chicken goujons in. And also, I don't know if your staff want to buy tickets. There are a few available. We'll give them a 50% discount.
No, thank
but
you.
Just so you know, 1st of February, there's going to be a lot of chicken goujons being taken down. So I'd also
have that on the menu.
Pardon, that's come off the menu. Get it back on, girl. Get it back on. 1st of February, we're coming for the chicken goujons. And there ain't chicken goujons. We're getting lively.
Okay, thank you.
Love and champagne. More love. A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rig Biz podcast.
Oh,
today we are.
Mr. Clapham Pie. Oh, the chassis to the Chevy was already in rye. We had the number 32 for some pandas. Oh, the lash was really good in Clapham Common. The lash was really good in Clapham Common.
Why are you singing that?
Oh, my. Well, it's an American theme, isn't it? Trump's in, mate.
So Trump's in, yeah.
I just changed the words to American Pie.
So to Clapham.
To Clapham.
Are you happy that he's in?
Look, mate, it's a dangerous one to say, to say the least. I had a meeting with a lot of my team this week.
Okay.
I said, look, it's very controversial. You got people who love Harris and love Trump. And you just got to be careful who you're talking to. My tactic is to find out what my clients like.
So this is the tip of the week, essentially.
Tip of the week. Do you want to play the...
Yeah, yeah, I'll play it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's that time of the week again. It is time for Archie Curzon's Tip of the Week. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my little business tip of the week, I guess, is you're speaking to clients, you don't know where they are on the political spectrum. It's just find out what they like and just regurgitate that back at them. That will make them like you.
Right.
That's my tip of the week.
So you wait for them to give their views and then you say, I completely agree.
Yeah, but I think my dad was happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Not that he called me or I've been in contact, but he changed his WhatsApp profile picture to Trump. Yeah, and in some ways, Trump does remind me of my dad.
How?
Well, he's just quite distant to me. He's in America, isn't
he? Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, and that fills my heart with warmth, and my dad's happy. Because okay, my dad's happy, I'm happy.
Then you're happy.
But,
so you are kind of happy.
But yeah, I mean, look, what I hear from a lot of people is economically, you know, it could be really good economically.
Yeah, well, the stock market's hit an all-time high.
So economically, it's good.
Yes, the stock market.
And we will just see where we go economically.
Economically.
Yeah.
But the stock, okay.
So
it's good.
So yeah, for the market.
The market's good today.
In general, it's good economically.
Okay.
So yeah, well done to Donald Trump. Have we tried to get him on here?
Yeah, we tried to get him on.
He's done Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah.
Write that down.
I'll ask him again next week, maybe. We tried Farage as well.
We need to get Farage this podcast.
We do.
What a guy.
If anyone listening knows Farage, please send in how we can get
We're finishing soon.
I know, so we need him ASAP when he gets back from America.
Yeah, okay. But write that down, Clodis.
I'll write that down now.
Seriously.
Well, Archie, before we get into the rugby, I mean, talking rugby.
Just quickly before we do get into rugby, and I cannot bloody wait, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a few buttons and a few shout outs. You know, it's a weekly thing.
Go on.
Big shout out once again to the social media manager.
Oh,
I forget his name every week.
He's so
Saracen's
cool.
Really good bloke.
He'll be listening.
We need to find him on LinkedIn. If anyone can find him on LinkedIn, just write to him. Like, bloody good chat.
He's
really
such
good
a
guy.
Legend.
Really like him. He is what the game needs.
Yeah.
He needs someone who's an innovator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who just has the power and just calls it how
and
it is.
It's all about them.
Doesn't
which
yeah,
is great.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't worry. Don't worry about everything else. Yeah. He's got his agenda and he's just that's it.
Shout
him
out.
He's like Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why I respect him.
Yeah, yeah. He's awesome.
So big shout out to honestly, write it down. Next week we need
to get his name. Yeah, yeah, we'll get that.
Because it's annoying me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we spend a lot of time.
It's disrespectful to him not knowing his name because he's so amazing.
Because he's a legend.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Shout out to him though.
And talking about that guy, mm-hmm. I've got a new button this week.
Go on.
That I'm running out in Clapham. It's a new campaign just to try and clean up the area.
Okay.
Hey, this is Clapham. No dickheads allowed, okay? Just really, really good lads. Good banter. Okay? That's a new button of mine.
Cool.
And I'm running that. I'm going to leave that.
Not as catchy as some of your
others. Well, I'm going to put that button on signs and people can press it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll just let people know.
Around the common. Just bang it. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, like the Saracens guy,
yeah.
he's welcome anytime in Clapham because he's definitely not a dickhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? He's a really good guy.
He's a legend.
So, yeah, and then obviously, it wouldn't be a podcast without
another one.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, but we should. Shout out to Maratoji. He played bloody well on the weekend.
He did. Well, we're going to get into that in a second.
Well, you saying that makes me want to say this button. Guys, can we just crack on? Guys, let's just crack on.
Well, we will crack on. And just before we get into the Ruggers on the weekend and hear about your experience at Twickenham,
mate.
Or Allianz, whatever you want to call it.
Allianz Stadium, sorry, I'm captain of the Allianz faithful, the crowd,
forget
mate.
Twickers.
Team captain of Allianz.
Congratulations.
Okay, I don't work for Allianz.
No.
But
you could be in the future.
I am a representative of the Allianz faithful.
You're
the
on
crowd.
The payroll
captain
indirectly.
Captain of the crowd. On my CV.
Oh, is it on your CV?
Yeah. I put it on my CV. No one's really officially given me that title, but I am captain of the crowd.
It's on your CV. We should say, just before we get into the Ruggers, we're meant to be joined today by Matt Gitto, the Wallaby International. He's pulled out. The time difference.
Mate.
I don't think he understood your calendar.
In nearly 180-something podcasts, we've never had anyone drop out. Matt Gitto's pulled out.
Gits has pulled.
Is he going to come on?
He said he will come on. He's been thrown by the timings. They had to do an emergency pod themselves. He's over in Canberra.
He needs this. He's becoming less and less relevant.
I know.
But he's okay.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. So what? It's just me and you?
Well, I was thinking maybe we'd let him do one.
No, mate. I'm here. And I think actually a lot of people tune in every week just to hear this.
Just
this
hear you.
Absolute fire breathing chat monster.
Okay.
That's me. Fire breathing chat monster. That should be a button.
No, please.
Okay, no worries.
Well, seeing as you were at the rugby, let's start with your day out on Saturday.
Well, what I want to say is, you know, something happens, Cletus, when you get to 90-something thousand followers, okay? You start to get recognized, not just in public, by brands, people with status, famous people, okay? And what happens is you get invited to places. This weekend, no different. Green Room Experiences came calling. Allianz Stadium said, hey, we want a bit of the Archie Curzon.
Yeah, bring the banter.
We want Archie Curzon in the Green Room Experience. I said, okay, how much you paying me? They said nothing. Just tickets are free and you get to drink for free. I said, that'll do.
That's a pretty good deal.
That'll do. Bloody love rugby. And I said, will I be with the people? They said, yes. I said, okay, fine.
Yeah.
I am the captain of the Allianz faithful, so that's fine. So what an experience. I mean, big shout out to Green Room Experience.
Yeah, shout him out.
Durdas was there. Mark Durdas-Smith leading the charge. Absolutely love him. The father I never had.
Joe Marlowe?
Joe Marlowe wasn't there, unfortunately.
Shame.
He was just thinking about retiring, I think, at the time. Will Greenwood was there. Lawrence Diallo, Austin Healey. Andrew Merton, who's on the podcast. Mert, Justin Marshall.
Friend of the show. So loads of friends of the show.
Yeah, loads of friends of the show. Lawrence Diallo.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, he was there. Who was on my table, Clodis? Did you ask?
I didn't, but I will do. Who was on your table?
Quickly, just
another one.
Before I tell you this, can I just say to you and any of my family and friends that are listening, please don't WhatsApp me anymore. If you need me, email my agent, okay?
Really? Okay.
Because I had Jack Whitehall on one side of me. I had Vernon Kay on the other side of me, okay? TV royalty, national treasures. So there I am, Jack Whitehall, Archie Curzon, Vernon Kay. I mean, an incredible front row for sevens.
Yeah. Dynamic.
Okay, and the chat just flowed.
Was it a good chat from the boys?
They got me up in the green room.
Yeah.
They said, here he is, Archie Curzon, host of the Rig Biz podcast.
Yeah, award winning.
Everyone, give a shout out, everyone who knows this.
Shout him out.
Not audience, Clodis.
Okay.
The audience was slightly older. There were two girls who were in their like 20s. They knew me.
Okay, cool.
Okay, everyone knew Jack Whitehall. Sure.
Yeah.
No one knew.
He's more commercial.
But I nailed the chat.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, there was a light applause.
Couple of good beers.
But like a corporate applause.
Sit down.
That's the applause I want.
Sit down, let's crack on with the game.
So yeah, and then the beer is I had. Me, Whitehall. Vernon Kay.
Reminiscing in old times.
Smashing back left-handed Guinnesses. Yes. Just absolutely enjoying the banter, enjoying the rugby, and dissecting that rugby.
Yeah.
You know, there in front of the crowd. Twickenham was alive, not just because England were playing New Zealand, but there were three major celebrities just chatting rugbies in the home of rugby.
Whitehall, Vernon,
well,
and
in Delilah. The home of rugby and insurance, Allianz Stadium.
Yeah, the Allianz Stadium. So great day.
So it was great.
What did you make of the game?
Well, first and foremost, look, being captain of the crowd, Clodis.
Yeah. Atmos sounded good.
On Monday, I had a really good catch up and review with Steve Borthwick and Bill Sweeney.
Okay.
I think all in all, look, from our side, the Allianz faithful.
You've done all you can.
Real positives to take from that game. I thought the swing low, Sweet Chariot, was beautifully sung,
especially during the hacker. Did you start that one? Yeah, well, of course.
I started it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on me.
Disrespectful.
It's very similar. We sing that very similar to how we do defence in rugby.
Right. Okay.
I go like onside, sing, and then everyone goes
the whole stadium.
So that was beautiful. Yeah. I think me personally, I'd love to have two or three verses of that just to keep it going.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful. We could just
dies
get
out a
swing
bit, low,
Sweet Chariot for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really
some
inspiring.
Say it was disrespectful to the hacker.
Those people, those people can go and join Kamala Harris over on the left side.
Yeah, crying about
you're losing life and the world right now. Shut up.
Yeah.
And then also, I did think the England was really well done.
Such a good show.
Considering it's the first game of the Autumn Internationals, I thought the crowd were really on point. You know, obviously a lot of people put a lot of work in leading up to that game.
Yes.
However, you know, it's not all good. I did feel like we were slightly let down on the you know, when they're pushing.
Yeah. Could have been better.
And also, I felt like we did sort of lose energy during the game, but that, I think, was more with Steve Borthwick's substitutions.
Weren't good, were they?
Didn't seem
your mate Marcus taken off, and then it all went to
Marcus
shit.
Marcus Smith, really good guy. I thought he was having the game of his life. Steve Borthwick comes in and brings on old Lego hair. Steve Borthwick comes on and brings old Lego boy George
Lego
Ford.
Lid,
you know, God, that lid just look at Marcus Smith lid. It's exciting. You never know what it's going to do.
Yeah.
That's how he plays the game. George Ford comes on. You know what his hair's going to do.
Yeah.
You know how he's going to play. That's the problem. We don't have enough fly halves with decent hair in this country. That's where I think we're going wrong.
And decent hair wins your games.
Yeah, because what I find, Clodis, is when I've got the ball in hand and I'm running towards
you're
the opposition,
slippery.
My hair's doing one thing, but I'm doing the other thing.
Yeah.
And it's quite distracting. So, yeah, that's a no. I don't know what George Ford can do this week between now and the Australia team to improve his haircut.
Yeah.
But I certainly would suggest that's something he looks at.
Yes.
So the crowd lost a bit of a momentum. But look, that's something I've brought up with Steve directly. I've spoken to him.
Well, how are we going to do against Australia then this weekend?
Mate, we're absolutely smashed.
Really?
And on a serious note, I know a lot of people, podcasts have really gone in on England.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine margins. That is what professional sport is.
Yes.
I do think there are a lot of positives to take from that game. You can see that the boys are singing from the same hymn sheet in terms of defence. It's been a while since we've been together. Yes, you should win at home. Yes, New Zealand were there for the taking.
They were.
Mistakes are happening.
Yeah.
But listen, you know, you live and you learn. And that is something that I am very affair with. You know, working in the city, sometimes things go south. But, you know, you can get them back on track.
You've got to adapt.
And exactly, adapt. You've got to be adaptable. And that's something I'm talking to, not just the RFU, but I'm talking to my team in the office. You know, adaptability is key. And having that ability to adapt in different situations will allow you to be more adaptable going forward.
Well, we should smash.
You know, you've got to be more adaptable to adapt.
Right, okay.
So
adapt to being adaptable to adapt.
Yeah. And again, just massive congratulations to Trump economically.
Yeah.
I think it's a win.
I just do want to finish on, you know, obviously we should beat those friends at home at the Allianz.
Yes.
But the big game is obviously New Zealand versus Ireland in Dublin tomorrow night.
Yes.
As the listeners listen to this in the morning on Thursday.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Oh, well, I think that game is going to be explosive.
Yep.
I can't wait to watch it. I mean, that is what rugby
Friday
needs.
Friday night ruggers.
Yeah, that is what rugby needs right now. Yeah. They need big rivalries. I think, obviously, the Sexton thing has really added fuel to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, you know, look, I look at rugby now, Clodagh,
and
we've worked in rugby now for the last 4 years, worked with brands, worked with various associations, and it really needs a kick up the arse.
Yeah.
And when you see what's happening with Ireland, South Africa, New Zealand, England, all the controversy around it, this sport needs more controversy.
Makes it interesting,
you know,
doesn't it?
I'll put it out there. We recently did some stuff for Premiership Rugby on the media launch day.
Yeah.
I've never worked in an environment where people are so scared to try something new.
Upset anyone,
Try a different bit of banter. I mean, there's only so many goose steps and rugby questions we can see on social media. I mean, someone needs to do something. If it's not me, I don't mind.
Yeah.
But someone's got to go do something, and they've got to create a bit of chat. The only way things are going to get shared on social media if it is controversial, and if there is this kind of competitive edge, and you know, people can comment on that. And that's what you're seeing with the South African Ireland game, is, you know, there is that needle there with the Sexton thing, and that is what we need.
Yeah.
But we need to put that and put it across rugby and get people interested in the different games and the different characters. And if they don't do that, I promise you now, you know, the rig biz was the last bastion of that. And unfortunately, we are coming to an end, Clodagh. You know, we can't do this anymore. We've tried. We've tried kicking down those doors. We've tried kicking down those walls, but it isn't possible. We're just two guys. One who's incredibly good shape, amazing hair, great chat. We've got another guy who has an earring and a moustache and is very musically advanced.
Right, okay.
And we've tried. We were those two guys. It hasn't necessarily happened. The RFU certainly haven't come knocking. But whoever is going to come in and try and bring rugby alive, Clodagh, I just hope they listen to this and take some heed, because it is boring at the moment. I mean, no joke. Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here, Curtis.
You are.
Is this working? Are we going?
I think we should have a little break.
Sorry, Clodagh. I'm sorry about earlier.
No worries.
Was quite powerful.
Mate.
I was in business mode. I wasn't sure really what was coming out of my mouth. I wasn't really thinking before I spoke.
Yeah.
But sometimes when
you
do that, it's pretty good.
Well, we
was
should.
It, good?
It was very good. Yeah.
Was it okay?
Well, we should say that it's time.
Are we going to get sued?
We may do.
Okay. Well, that means
good.
It was good. Yeah.
We
need more controversy. That's what I'm saying.
We should say we don't have
Bring on the court, mate. I've got a bloody good lawyer.
We should say that we
His
don't.
His name's Snakey Conrad Smith.
We should say that we don't have a guest this week, so we are now going to go back to an old favourite of everyone's, which is Clubhouse Story.
Oh yes,
and we've got one right here.
Okay. Well, play the theme tune.
Wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you met that rugby player. Fucking see you.
Hi Archie, I've got a pretty loose story from a rugby tour back in the day. I was with my team, we were touring Holland, and we played a game against a Dutch team that day, and one of our mates, in a tackle, He got absolutely flattened by this woman and ended up breaking his leg. So, you know, off he goes to hospital, and we go back to the hostel. And as you know, things progress. We get pretty loose. There's sausage rolls going everywhere. Scotch eggs going everywhere. Crisp packets being emptied into beds. People are doing naked, you know, God knows what. And one of my mates, we end up betting 70 euros that he won't put a Scotch egg up his bum, and we stipulated it has to disappear. And obviously he gives it a good effort, but said Scotch egg did not disappear and just dropped onto the floor. So when my other mate returned from hospital, came into the room, sees a Scotch egg on the floor, picks it up and eats it. And yeah, to this day, he does not know.
Oh, my God, Clarence. So let me get this right.
Yeah, go on.
The guy ate a Scotch egg that someone tried to put up their bottom.
Yeah, an injured guy, I think. Is that good?
That's just so rugby. You know when we were talking earlier about like content that Premiership Rugby should try and do?
Yeah.
Just get a guy eating a Scotch egg that's been in someone's bottom. Like, that's controversial.
Is it?
Yeah. And fair play.
Okay. So you're happy
with
that?
Yeah, that was quite good rugby banter, to be fair. And the guy doesn't know.
No.
He will now.
Yeah, now, if he listens. He probably does. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, that is, yeah.
Are you happy with the return of Clubhouse Stories as well?
Fair play to Trump, because economically, I feel like that is really going to be sorry, I'm going off on a tangent.
You're going off a tangent again.
But like, fair play, because what we're going to see economically over the next 6 months is really, really excites me.
Well,
economically,
Archie,
fair play. Stop going on tangents.
Before you go on another one, we should say last week we put out a little thing saying, do you know your golf? Do you want to get involved in some golf chat with Archie? And
well, can I just say how good was Rachel Drummond?
Lovely.
We had some wonderful feedback.
Yeah. Great.
It's probably time for that Live Golf button. I know they'll be listening.
Yep.
Live Golf is the best.
Hopefully this podcast lives on in Live Biz world.
Yes, well, that would be the ideal scenario. And to do so,
we can have more Scotch egg bottom stories.
Yeah, well, that'd be
write
good.
That down.
Okay, I'll write
that down. All right, that's a good one.
Another one.
But in order to do so, we do need to have a bit of golf chat. So should we see what your followers have in terms of chat?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Max, it's Archie Curzon here, the CEO Clapham, the chief chat officer. Does this phone call find you well, mate?
Yeah, it does.
That's sweet, mate. Listen, mate, what's your best chat on the golf course then, mate?
My best chat on the golf course?
Yeah, like, go on, give me your best bit of chat.
Maybe someone...
No, mate, ready? Wait, I'll count you down, and you tell me your best bit of chat. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Someone topping it off the tee, and it doesn't go past the ladies' tees and playing with their trousers down.
Right.
That would get the giggle.
Yeah. Okay, that's quite obvious banter there, mate. We were hoping for something a bit more niche.
Hello?
Charlie?
Yep.
Charlie, hi, mate. It's Archie Curzon here, the CEO of Clapham. Just calling round in regards to golf banter. I just spoke to some guy who had absolutely hockey chat on the golf course. But just calling to see if you had any decent golf banter. And what is your favourite bit of chat?
Sorry, it's so rogue. You should come through on no caller ID for some reason. That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a question that needs to be. It's a question that needs to be answered, buddy. So
your favourite's got to be when someone taps the ball off the tee and you say, "That's one." That's got to be up there.
Oh yeah, that. To be fair, that always gets a resounding response. I've done it a few times with clients, and you never know how that's going to go. But it normally gets responded with quite a chuckle. But what I do is I actually do count it as one, so that it means that I win. Yeah, absolutely.
I was sticking up for the rules.
Do you do a lot of golf for work, or are you just a golf for pleasure kind of guy?
Well, I'm a university student, so I normally just dabble in a bit of golf when I've got some free time on weekends.
Mate, that's nice chat. Well, listen, mate, that's been really superb bit of chat, just off the cuff, mate. Came through, caller no ID, you picked up, we did the business, we did the chat, you delivered, I delivered. Fantastic, phenomenal banter.
Absolutely.
Mate, have a wonderful Q4. And if I don't talk to you before, have a wonderful Christmas and New Year.
Absolutely. You too.
Okay, love and champagne, fella. Love and champagne.
Season. Well, Archie, it's been absolutely wonderful. We didn't really need the guests in the end, did we? I mean, apart from your ridiculous tangents.
Yeah.
Which you can hear live, we should say, for the last time ever, on February the 1st at Clapham Grand, followed by... Ireland, England, the biggest game of the Six Nations on a 30-foot screen.
And someone did message me saying they don't feel like we've mentioned the live podcast enough on this podcast.
Really?
Okay. But yeah, look, it is, like I said, we've talked about it. I mean, it's such a shame this is coming to an end. It wouldn't be what it is without the people listening to it, right?
No, not at all.
We're here, but we're doing it for people who enjoy it, and more people listen, we've kept doing it. and we want to be with you in Clapham Grand on the 1st of February. It would mean a lot to us. I think tickets aren't that expensive for the kind of people that listen to this podcast.
No.
High net worth individuals. It is going to be an unbelievable night. We've really put a lot of thought and effort into it. Like I said, we learned a lot from our live tour. We are going to nail this and make sure it's our best, biggest and finest show. It's going to be great fun, great banter, and it'll be great to be with all of you. And no joke, we're going to do the biggest pub crawl down Northcote Road Clapham's ever seen.
Well, that's going to be incredibly exciting. All you have to do is click the link in the bio to come to the messiest day / night you will ever see. I mean, you heard that phone call earlier. The Northcote already. They're getting goujons back on the menu for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Just to get you boys ready.
And let's hope we have a guest next week, because I'm exhausted, mate.
Yeah, you
I
are.
I mean, that is a lot of C.H.A.D.T. Yeah. chat.
Well,
I'm actually knackered, mate.
I can.
Because I've been doing the phones all day as well. So if I had an Apple Watch chat monitor, I'd be
it'd have exploded
way above my chat count.
Sorry.
I for the last time, I just want to say, I think what is wonderful about everything is that economically,
Archie, please,
we are going to be in a far better place
can
now.
Can I put your mind at ease the listeners that we are next week joined by Evan Roos, Junior Springbok of the Year, Springbok International, to preview the England game and talk some South African ruggers.
Okay.
So don't you worry about that.
Phenomenal. Okay, listen, I'm going to press stop on the chat.
And stop on the pod.